You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Dear Rashe, spring has finally shown up to the party.
Until we get to April, I'm not saying all that because next week it could be freezing rain and with, you know, highs in the 20s.
We've been inviting her over to the cribbo. She's been consistently saying, who all over there?
L.
I was like, us. She was like, I don't know if I'm coming through.
Ow.
Yesterday, Chiefs traded D Ford.
Woo!
San Francisco 49ers will be his new home.
D Ford went and got the bag yesterday, signed a, he will sign a 5-year, $87 million contract with the Niners. He earned that last year. The contract year is undefeated. We all know that.
This is U.S. American money, right?
Yes, it's not pesos or pounds or any of that. Yes, it is. But with the change in the defense and the philosophy, he didn't fit with the new defense in the 4-3. So he is going to San Francisco, and we wish him the best. But you are no longer a part of Chiefs Kingdom. Peace.
Excuse me?
That's what it is. When you're not a part of the kingdom no more, you get the peace sign. Bye. Yeah.
Completely rude.
How?
In exchange, we're hearing that we're going to get a second round pick for 2020.
Yeah, which is kind of disappointing because we wanted more picks this year, but I mean, it is what it is. We'll a second round pick, that's a good deal. But it, you know, it's for next year, though.
Be patient.
Well, I'm
young
thinking.
Young Padawan.
Well, the, if you ask yourself, why did the Chiefs do this? Well, it frees up a lot of cap room. So look for the Chiefs to be.
You mean as far as salary, right?
Yeah, salary cap. Yeah, we'll have money for the salary cap that we can spend on other players. So look for the Chiefs to be even more aggressive in free agency coming up because nothing is official until 3 o'clock today.
So who do you think they're going to use some of this salary space on?
I don't know right now. Maybe they're saving up for a rainy day for Patrick Mahomes next year because after this year, they're going to extend him. They're going to give him that money that he's going to get. Probably the first $200 million quarterback in the league.
Get your bag, Pat. Get it!
Oh, it's there for the taking. I tell you that right now.
The boy's the future of the NFL.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm on the way, though. Cloudy and 54 right now. Lee Summer and Shade was popping.
Apparently, there's some trouble on the Millennium Tour. B2K's Raz B took to social media to announce that he is no longer a part of the Millennium Tour.
Actually, let me correct myself. Raz B is officially off the tour. I don't feel safe because I feel like Chris Stokes is around. So guess what? I'm off the tour. Good luck to everybody. No disrespect to Amari because he's my brother. Amari, if you come talk to me and you want me to do this tour, I'll do this tour, but I'm officially off the tour. Okay?
So is he off it or is he on it?
They don't need him on the Millennium Tour, fam.
Man,
they
B.
don't.
He was part of the group.
He ain't got no singing parts. All right? He there for the dancing, and the rest of them can dance.
He also added that he's ready to contact Lifetime to shoot a surviving Chris Stokes movie because he's ready to talk. If you didn't know, he had made some accusations against Chris Stokes of being touched and molested as a young person in the group.
Shay, I feel like he's playing around with this, and that ain't nothing to play with.
The Millennium Tour will be in St. Louis, March 27th. They're not coming here. So the Catholic Diocese is demanding an apology from Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson. They're calling his remarks disgraceful and offensive. I didn't see it. Do we have a clip of what he said that was so offensive?
If you support the Catholic Church, isn't that like the same thing as being an R. Kelly fan? I don't really see the difference. Only like one's music is significantly better.
In a statement, the diocese said, quote, the faithful of our church are disgusted by the harassment by those in news and entertainment, and this sketch offends millions. The mockery of this difficult time in the church's history serves no purpose. Shouldn't they be forcing these popes and whatnot to apologize?
Exactly. Focus your energy on the right things, because it seems like weekly we hear about some priests doing something wrong.
This has been going on for many, many years. I grew up in the Catholic Church. I went to Mass every Sunday. I read the rosary every night. And this is something that is well known within the church. And part of it is because I don't know if it's normal for a man not to have a wife. And so I think that sometimes, you know, that's when the enemy or can come and mess with your mind and make you start doing some different stuff. But that's neither here nor there. That's here's just my thoughts on it.
Here's another thing with apologies. So you're going to demand an apology? Like, I don't think that's... Like, you can say that I'm offended and, like, fam, like, what's up? I'm offended. Like, I don't think you can make somebody apologize for something he might not be sorry for. Maybe he feels that way.
Kim Kardashian is going to be covering an inmate's rent and talks about her psoriasis.
You know what, Shay? Congratulations to Kim K and what she's doing with these prison reform initiatives, I guess we could say. I don't think that Kanye is playing around about running for president.
Well, the man that she's giving the rent money to is Matthew Charles. He was released from prison in January and has been having a problem finding housing because, of course, you know, many places will not rent to someone with a pass. They don't want, you know, folk in their property. Right. So she's going to give him the rent money. Some people online were saying, well, why she ain't just buy him a house?
Why don't you buy him a house? You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate it when people complain about what other people are doing with their money, fam.
Exactly.
You buy him a house. That ain't your money. I really think that he's trying to run for president and she's setting herself up to be the first lady. I really do.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Yeah, I'm mad, man. I can't even get no cutty from my girl, man. We just had a baby like a week ago.
A week ago? Let her heal, nasty.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on this baby number 8.
Ew.
Brother, it's 6 weeks at least. Like, that's the minimum is 6 weeks. You trying to get... Brother, the baby just came out last week.
I'm giving her 4 weeks, and we in there.
Are you Ike Turner?
Oh, my God.
I'll be beating females.
Fam.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Fam.
You know, I got 8 kids.
Let it heal, bro. Like, seriously. Like...
Try to get it in. I think I'm gonna start sleeping on the couch though.
So the temptation don't bother you.
Why?
Right.
We happy that you love her and you still attracted to her and stuff, but fam,
that's my
you going too far. I mean,
I'm trying to get this baby. This baby number 8 cracking.
You don't believe in, you know, taking care of yourself?
Yeah, I take care of myself. I got one pair of shoes.
Ew.
No, she means in another way, in a circular motion.
Oh, no. I do that sometimes, you know, when I don't feel like working out, you know. I go in the bathroom, do what it got to do.
Thank you. Do that out for the next 4 weeks, yo, because that's gross, fam.
Or go buy a sex doll.
I need that. I thought about that.
This man is a freak. I ain't fooling with him. I'm on my good job, and I'm not getting ready to listen to this no more.
All right, bro. Have a good day.
All right.
There goes my shirt up over my
listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Speaking of money, Granny in Hand continues on. 7 o'clock, we're going to get some folks registered for that $1,000 on Friday.
The one around your lip.
I know one person that doesn't need the $1,000 that we're offering the town. A Mega Millions jackpot winning lottery ticket was sold in Missouri last night. In the amount of $50 million.
15, 30,
37 38 47. Winning ticket matched all six numbers. Those numbers were 10, 12, 16, 49, and 57. And the gold mega ball was 18.
750.
I wonder if they picked those numbers themselves or if that was the machine.
If that was a quick pick, fam. I usually do my own numbers and I do a quick pick just to cover all bases.
I played the lottery one time. That was a couple years
ago. Only once?
Man, I'm not a proponent of that.
When it gets up to that large number, yeah. I be feeling like God wants to bless me.
Until he doesn't.
God wants to bless me in all occasions. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not winning the lottery, obviously.
No, that's not obvious.
Because you haven't won.
That's not obvious.
How come it's not? Where your millions at?
Have you not heard he may not come what you want when you want him, but he's always on time? You've not heard that?
I heard it, but what's your schedule?
Whatever schedule Jesus wants for me.
750.
So far, we don't know where that ticket was sold.
Hey, cousin, call me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you're going to need some help.
And then you be selfish with it because you ain't, you don't want to break me off.
Who?
You.
Why would I give you any money?
Oh, really? All the pain and suffering I go through every day with you?
Fantasia said it best. Free yourself.
You're going to have to tell me that all the time because I like potato chips.
What does that have? Lord Jesus. I can't.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
After the show yesterday, I went to the Casey Repertoire Theater performance of Schoolgirls or the African Mean Girls play. Excellent, Brian.
We're going to give somebody a chance this morning to go see that, too.
There were girls from Central High School there, Southeast, Paseo, and St. Teresa's. And I want to thank the Repertory Theater for allowing me to get up and talk to the girls after the play right before the Q&A.
Mm-hmm. What you tell them?
I just talked about belief in yourself. That's the all the years of doing this and that and the ups and downs of life. Belief in yourself is really what I have drilled down as the piece that I want to share with people. Mm. If you don't believe in yourself, you can't do anything. Not so right. Not comparing yourself to other folks, believing in who you are, the way God made you. And the cast was just awesome. There was a young lady who was in A Raisin in the Sun who was in this too. Her name is Bree Wood. She did really great. She was like one of the main girls.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Had a great time. So, more Americans are getting plastic surgery. A report released on yesterday says that nearly 18 million Americans had some sort of cosmetic procedure in 2018. Damn! The top choices: breast augmentation, liposuction, nose jobs, eyelid surgery, and tummy tucks.
Eyelid surgery.
You know, after people start getting old, their eyelids get to wrinkling and getting saggy.
Oh, okay.
Other procedures: Botox, soft tissue fillers. I don't know what that is. Laser hair removal. I've had that done before. Mm. Microdermabrasion. And chemical peels.
Chemical peels?
Yeah, if your skin, you just move it out with a chemical on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you could get any cosmetic procedure or surgery absolutely free, Brian, what would you choose?
I would get two things, actually. I would get a face darkening feature or something.
That's
whatever they got.
Not available.
How come it ain't?
Can you increase my melanin by chance?
For real, though. And I would calm his nose down a little bit. It's just...
Brian, there's nothing wrong with your nose.
It's out of control. It's out too much.
Brian, there's nothing wrong with your nose.
To you.
You would look so crazy with a different
nose. Not a big adjustment. Not like Michael Jackson, but, you know, just
Brian,
a slight adjustment.
Brian, you would look crazy with a different nose.
Just a slight adjustment.
Because you're not that cute, and your hair is uneven. You look dusty.
Just a slight. Some curvature.
I started last year to go and get something done, but I felt kind of corny because I said I gotta buy a house first before I go and get my fupa removed.
Yeah, of course.
So I felt like that would be slightly ghetto if I went and got that first and didn't have a home.
You gotta have your house straight first.
So as soon as I get that, I'm gonna be tying every shirt with a knot. Every shirt knot.
Buck naked.
I ain't gonna be naked, but every shirt knot style. When I'm sitting in church.
No, you not. Stop that. The young ladies are listening.
What's wrong with showing if I got a flat stomach? I can't show my flat stomach.
Not in church. All right.
You can see they public ass.
God said come as you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not you.
If you could get any cosmetic procedure for free, what would you get?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722. Look for highs in the upper 60s today. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm coming up. Cloudy and 54 right now in Independence. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Pisces friends. R&B singer Glenn Lewis is 44 today.
And don't you forget it. Don't you forget your way home.
He's from Toronto. I was up in that area partying when this was out.
He was at the White Linen Party about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Rapper Kujo from the Goody Mob is 47 today.
Unfolds young girls, 13 years old, expose themselves to every Tom, Dick, and Hank. Got more stretch marks than these hoes hollering at that rate.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I just got chills. I had a 94 Nissan Sentra.
Oh my God.
I did. It's my first car I ever bought. Takara Jones from America's Next Top Model and Celebrity Fit Club is 38. Rapper and actor Common is 47.
What I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school.
I love Common.
Yeah, he cool.
When I was in Dallas, I was off one day and I came to the radio station to send the logs. And he was there. You ever met somebody who, when they talk to you, you feel like you're the only person in the world?
No.
That's only happened to me twice. Common and Tad from All My Children.
Okay.
I don't know his real name, but his name was Tad. And when he talked to me, I felt like I was the only person in the world.
Happy birthday, everybody born on March 13th.
How you gonna shut me down?
I'll let you finish.
Federal authorities have charged dozens of people, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, in a sweeping admissions bribery case on yesterday. So these rich folk basically was paying this man to ensure that their kids got into elite universities like Wake Forest, Stanford, Yale, Georgetown, and University of Southern California.
Wow. And one of those ladies from Full House?
Yeah, that was the Aunt Becky. Yeah, they gave this man $500,000. Fam. To me, that just doesn't make any sense.
Just go to a regular university.
No.
Fam.
Give your child $500,000 of seed money to start a business.
It's a small loan.
You don't even got to go. I don't get it. Like, why would you pay $500,000 to send your child to college? Give them that money to start.
Everywhere you look, everywhere a white face of somebody who's
so mean. I saw that yesterday online. But wow. That just doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm all for education.
That's that privilege.
I've been educated.
The point of not that ain't the point of education is to get money, but that's one of the residuals.
Right.
Is getting some money, right?
If my family had $500,000.
But look who you talking about, though. We talking about privileged people who don't know nothing about starting from the bottom. They're used to things getting handed to them, so...
Well, Tierra Marie didn't get anything handed to her. As a matter of fact, she let the legal papers hit the ground. 50 Cent still tried to get that little $35,000 that she owed him.
Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
I'll give these papers.
No, thanks.
You're
no.
served. You're served. It's public property. No. You're served.
Public property. You're served.
She let it fall on the ground and kept walking with her suitcase. She was at the airport.
I'm going to cuss you out, Brian.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Big 12 kicks off at the Sprint Center.
Yes.
Downtown KC Mo. They've already started stanchioning off the streets. I was down there yesterday.
Ooh.
I was in circles trying to get to the block I needed to get to.
It's already rough enough driving downtown, but it's an exciting time of the year for the town.
Mm-hmm. More Americans are getting plastic surgery. Do you think that's an effect of our own vanity, or are people just wanting what they want?
I think it's a little bit of both. Maybe the Snapchat effect has something to do with it, with the filters and stuff, and you get addicted to them and you want to start looking like those filters. But, you know, people have been having plastic surgery for a long time now, for about, what, 30, 40 years now?
More than that.
Yeah. So
people, you know, would get it and you would never know. But now it's just out there. People are, yeah, that's a fake booty. And, you know, people are very upfront about what they do.
Yeah, because, you know, it's more acceptable and widespread.
The most performed procedures are breast augmentations, liposuction, nose jobs, eyelid surgeries, and tummy tucks.
Can't really say nothing about the ladies with the breast situation. You know, some of them might have gone through some sort of breast cancer or something. You never know.
Or they just saggy.
Or, yeah. I don't mind a little sag in mine, but, you know, letting you know, I don't.
I would go for the short stay at the tummy tuck clinic. Mm. Just a short stay real quick, you know.
It ain't no drive-through, Shay.
It's not.
It ain't no hotel, motel, thank you.
Just saying, you know.
Okay.
It can happen. One day I just come back, you could be like, now wait a minute.
Oh my God.
What would you get if you could get any procedure for free?
I would get my breasts done.
What would you get done to them?
I would get them lifted. Like, right now, they can just get tied into a ponytail. Like, I'm tired.
Oh my God!
Yes, like... At this point, they can get thrown over my shoulders. I will get a breast lift.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
The only thing is they got to take your nipple off. And that's the reason why I can't let nobody do nothing with that.
They can keep it. I don't even care.
Yes, you do need it. Yes, you do.
I don't need them things.
I mean, well, you might not need them, but we do.
Well, they're going to put them back, you know, when they're done.
You want to super glue them on or something?
They do put them back, but it's just...
They take the sensation out.
Right.
They gonna do how they do it.
Oh my God. What's your name?
Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki, for calling up this morning.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
If you or friends or family have a background and you or your friends or family need a job, there's an ex-offender hiring fair today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 9701 Marion Park Drive in KC Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I post this up on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page so you can spread and share that information.
Absolutely.
I put a post up about an hour ago. It's been getting some heavy participation, B. The question is, which would you choose? A. You get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep every night. B, your house cleans itself. C, your kids eat everything you serve them without complaint. Or D, someone runs all of your errands.
A, give me that sleep. I need it. Gots to have it.
You get that now, though.
I want to make sure I get it, though. You know what I'm saying? and I don't get 8 hours straight. I get four and then four.
Mm-hmm. I just get four.
You need more sleep.
I do. My doctor tells me all the time. Mm-hmm. She gets down on me about my sleeping.
Which one you gonna get?
Hands down, B. Your house cleans itself? Huh.
I like cleaning my house, though. Like, that's a chore that I like doing. Washing dishes, I do not like washing dishes. I hate it. But I love cleaning my house. Turn the music up, boom. I'm in there, baby. It's semi-therapeutic for me.
But you're not thoroughly cleaning your house. Not. You straighten up. You're straightening up.
I'm turning the music off of this. Excuse?
You straighten up.
I'm offended. First off, you haven't been in my house in like 2 years.
That's a 2 years lie.
No, it's not. It's not a lie. You haven't been in my house in like 2 years.
In 2 years, Brian?
When was the last time you've been to the crib, though?
When we came and filmed. You don't remember?
Oh, my bad.
All right. Okay.
All right. What about before then, though? My house wasn't clean then.
See, that's why you got to stop jumping out the window.
All right, no, I'm talking about before then. Before then.
Brian, I don't just come kick it all the time.
My house be clean, fam. I take offense to that.
I didn't say it was dirty. I said you straighten up.
Nah, my house is clean. No dust bites or none of that when I get to doing
what
I do.
Dust bite?
When it be dusty around your house.
No such thing as a dust bite.
Whatever. I said dust mites.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Don't tell me what I said.
I'm not arguing with you.
Anyway, I get to my house's behind when I clean up.
So most of the people on the Facebook page say they want B. Get this house together.
Mm. I guess.
Yeah. That's a major thing, you know?
I need that sleep. I feel so good when I have my sleeping is in order and I get a good slobbery sleep. Oh, oh God. Man, boy, I be feeling so good. I be wanting to conquer everything. What's happening? When was the last time you had a good slobber sleep where you just, your face is just all slobbery?
In October.
Hey, you remember the date. Okay.
I was on vacation.
Ah, okay.
I don't sleep until away. Like, I have to be away from here. If I am anywhere in the city, I'm always plugged in to knowing what's going on.
Yeah,
right. I want
to
know what's happening. I want to make sure we don't miss something. But if I'm out the city, then I can rest and I turn it off. I don't care what's going on. I just relax.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
As a shorty, I can admit that I used to steal candy out the Woolworth.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
We had one of them in the Blue Ridge Mall.
They had a big thing with, I mean, every kind of candy you can think of, like individually wrapped pieces of candy.
Yeah.
And you could just snatch, you know, three or four of them and just stuff them in your pocket real fast. Another time I took, it was called Stage Planks. It was like a graham cracker kind of thing, and it had like pink icing on the top of it. Mm-hmm. And I was right in my pocket. And so I made it out. Nobody saw me. But, you know, with my kind heart, I offered my sisters some. And they said, hold up. You ain't had no money. So they told my mother. And my mother marched me right back to the store and made me give it back and apologize. And when I walked through, he said, there's my friend. And my mother said, when I tell you what she did, you ain't gonna be saying that.
That's what you get.
So that was the last time I stole.
You learned your lesson.
I did. I was so embarrassed. So I don't know if this is gonna stop this young lady from thieving, but Alicia Johnson went to the Walmart. Well, actually it was the Target, and filled a shopping cart with some clothes in a six-pack of Stella Artois, that beer. Mm. She then headed to the dressing room where for over an hour she sat inside the dressing room and drank her beer.
We gonna get me a drink.
After being in there for an hour, she took $200 worth of clothes.
Oh.
Went to the exit.
Damn!
He owned that hen dog.
She was caught and charged with shoplifting and petty theft.
Mm-hmm. That's what you get. Got yourself embarrassed. You embarrassed your family. Your mug shot everywhere now.
She looked like she might be going through something, though.
Oh. How old is she?
I'm hoping she's at least 21 since she was drinking on that Stella Artois.
We going to get me a drink.
Drinking in the dressing room.
I'm just sitting here and chill.
Right. She probably had her phone out watching YouTube or something.
How you just gonna go into the dressing room?
Legs crossed, just drinking, having a good time. How did they catch her, though?
She tried to walk out with the goods. I'm sure she didn't check to see if the census was on there. She was toe up by the time she got done with that. She drank six beers in an hour.
Yeah, she probably left the tags on the clothes, all that. Left empty cans in the dressing room and stuff.
He owned that hen dog.
We've got all your celebrity shades.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm on the way. Cloudy and 55 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
There's been a lot of talk about why R. Kelly decided to do the interview on CBS with Gayle King. Apparently, the R&B singer is admitting that his spirit told him to talk to Gayle King.
Okay. They spirit tell you to do them underage girls like that?
He says that he is in touch with his spirit and trusts it more than the people around him. Mm. There's also some shocking news that came out yesterday. One of his alleged victims, Lisa Van Allen, appeared on Surviving R. Kelly docuseries. You remember her. She claimed that the singer told her that he had had a sexual relationship with Aaliyah's mother.
He said that he would go in the living room and him and her would do sexual acts on the couch while Aaliyah was sleeping in the bedroom.
R. Kelly was having sex with Aaliyah and her mother at the same time? That's, I mean, not the exact same time, but
that's
the same
what he said.
Time frame?
That's what he says, yeah.
Oh, so maybe this is why Aaliyah's parents have never spoken out themselves.
Makes sense to me.
Wow. I just hate that Aaliyah's name is being drugged through.
It is, man.
This
is
sewer trash. I just hate it. You know, that once somebody's gone on,
leave them alone.
You remember MTV's Spring Break back in the day, B, right?
Absolutely.
Well, they're bringing it back this year.
Really?
Uh-huh. City Girls and Lil Baby.
Oh, Lord!
We'll be hitting the stage in Cancun.
Boy, anywhere the City Girls go, boy.
March 23rd through the 28th. Hopefully, they don't got to put a credit card down on their hotel, though.
Hopefully, it ain't the Firefest people ain't involved in this.
Because old girl might go back to jail if got to put the credit card down.
Well, not Young Miami. I forgot what the other young lady's name is.
That's the one that was in jail.
No. Young Miami is the one who's free.
What's the other one name?
I can't remember what the other one name is.
She's still inside?
I'm not sure. JT, that's her name. She's
okay,
the one that's
free
locked
JT.
Up.
That's what they, yeah. Uh-huh. Stop trying to use fake credit cards.
The other one don't drink water. Miami.
Right. Yeah. She don't drink water, and I'm sure her pH is
off.
Oh,
Lord.
And let me have multiple men. Kim Kardashian is going to be helping one of the first inmates released under the relaxed federal sentencing reforms. Mm. Matthew Charles was released from prison in January and says that he's been unable to find permanent housing due to his criminal history, and she has decided to give him 5 years worth of rent to be able to take care of that.
I know, you know, you and I, we give Kim K a lot of grief for what she does, but this is a great thing that she's doing, Shay. Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
She also talked about psoriasis, which is a skin disorder. I guess she got psoriasis.
We all can't be perfect, so.
You thought she was perfect?
I mean, aesthetically, she looks pretty good. Now, on the inside, that's a totally different story. She's probably the reverse on the inside.
I don't know.
Nah, you know, you seen it. You told me you seen it.
I get it.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
You know, we all have a bad habit or two we could stand to lose. But habits are hard to break. Let me give you a few tips to break free of the negative behavior patterns. Understand what triggers your bad habits. Each time you engage in a bad habit, take note of your location, the time of day, your emotional state, how other people are involved, and what you do immediately after. Number two, go slow and make small changes. Number three, spend a month thinking about your habit before taking action. This allows for proper planning. Number four, create an if-then plan. That way, if your plan goes off course a little bit, you have a way to get back on the wagon. That goes for working out, for eating better, any type of bad habit you have. Be patient with yourself. After all, the race is not given to the swift, but to the one who endures. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.